The Record is spinning here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. If you read the Sunday New York Times, you might have seen an open letter this week signed by more than 900 writers. They want Amazon.com to stop using them as a bargaining chip in negotiations with publishers. Amazon's been battling publishers over ebook pricing. The company wants to keep prices low for consumers. Hachette, a major publishing house, has pushed back. Now Hachette authors say Amazon is retaliating by making it harder for people to buy their books. One of those authors is best-selling Seattle-based writer Maria Semple. Semple told Ross Reynolds her Amazon book sales have dropped drastically.
I think it's an unnecessary and mean-spirited tactic on the part of Amazon. I feel like they are retaliating against certain authors. And I've got to believe that there's other ways to negotiate than to take authors hostage and really hurt their careers in doing so. Authors who, in my case, and like all the other Hachette authors who have been in partnership with Amazon, have, I thought, provided Amazon with something, which is books to sell, gotten a lot from Amazon in return, which was a place to sell our books. And it seemed like it was working very well, and it was a mutually respected relationship we had.
What do you say to those who might go, oh, there are these big businesses over here, the publishers, there's this even bigger business over here, Amazon, why should I care?
Amazon is starting to really control the marketplace, and I think starting to form a monopoly in not just book selling, but a lot of other sectors. And I think that this is a company that has shown itself to be retaliatory and unnecessarily vindictive. And I think that right now it's happening with books. And I just would caution people about what the larger implications of if Amazon does continue its march towards putting small businesses out of business.
Now, of course, Amazon's line is they're working for the customer. They're doing all this to reduce the prices for the customer.
I think they're probably good for the customer now that they're trying to get a lot of the market share and drive other stores out of business. And I wonder if they're going to be that nice to the customer once they have a monopoly.
And what about just the public? Why do you think the public should be engaged on this issue or know about this issue, have a view on this issue?
I've always maintained that Amazon can do what it wants to do. I feel like if it wants to try to corner the market and create monopolies and offer everything as a loss leader just to get people to sign on with Prime or whatever their strategy is, they're allowed to do that, but we don't have to go along with it. And I personally don't buy things on Amazon. I haven't for several years. And I just think there's a choice. And to me, I hope that if this Amazon-Hachette debate, to the extent that it's gotten attention and people are thinking about it, I really hope that it is opening up a larger conversation about the consumer's part in it. I think we all have to take responsibility for it. I hear a lot of people go, oh, it's so sad that there's no more bookstores. And I would ask them, what is your part in that?
That's local novelist Maria Semple on this Hachette Amazon dispute that's going on. Joining us is Robert Dugoni. He has a different perspective on this. He's a reformed lawyer and reporter who now writes best-selling mystery books in Kirkland. And Robert Dugoni's next book will be published by Thomas & Mercer, which is part of Amazon Publishing. Robert, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
First, let's get some perspective on you as an author. You were a Hachette author, and now your next book will be for Amazon. Why did you switch?
When I was writing a new series, My Sister's Grave, which will be out November 1st, and my agent was shopping it, Thomas & Mercer indicated they'd like to have lunch with me. And since I'm a local author, it was easy. I went down to their Amazon offices, and we went out to lunch, and there was probably 8 to 10 people at the table. The energy and the enthusiasm at that table was fantastic. And as an author, that's all I've ever looked for, is to have a publisher that is excited about my work, that is enthusiastic about how they're going to market it and sell it, and more importantly, make it better. You know, I like to tell people I'm not that good. I write books, but I can always be better. And my editor there, Alan Turkus, had some great ideas on how to make the book better. I have great empathy for Hachette authors that in this whole battle. I really do. Many of them are friends of mine. And I'd like to see authors distributed as widely as possible, but that's never really always been the case, Ross. About a year ago, Simon & Schuster got into a fight with Barnes & Noble, and Barnes & Noble retaliated by not carrying all Simon & Schuster authors. And, you know, I wish there had been an author coalition that came out against that. Currently, Thomas & Mercer authors are not sold in Barnes & Noble stores. Some independents, not all, but some also won't carry Amazon-published authors. What was important to me was that this was an author supporting authors. And unfortunately, I think it has evolved into an anti-Amazon stance.
There are larger cultural implications to this that are being laid on by some people. For example, Maria Semple told us that publishers like Hachette help to create culture.
Publishers add a huge amount of value to the books that we see out there. And it really breaks my heart when I hear some of these pro-Amazon, self-published people, these, you know, cut out the middlemen mobs who act like, oh, screw the publishers and their martini lunches and they don't do anything. And I think that that's one of the most depressing things about this, is that the publishers do so much. If you ask anyone in this library, if I go around and ask them what their favorite book is, every single one of the authors of that book would thank their publisher for helping their work, something that they sat in a room alone doing for maybe 5-10 years of their life, for helping it get into the hands of that reader.
So for Maria Semple, this is a Amazon versus legacy publishers issue, and she's kind of pointing out what she sees as the value of legacy publishers that she thinks is threatened by this competition. What do you think?
I think books create culture. So, you know, I don't necessarily agree that it's the legacy publishers that create culture. They certainly contribute to it because they are putting out art. They are putting out books. Amazon puts out books. Amazon Publishing, Thomas & Mercer, puts out some wonderful authors. You know, I don't disagree with her basic premise, but I think it's a broader issue that we as authors are artists. And when I go and do public events, 400, 500, 1,000 audience type of events, I always bring an independent bookstore with me to sell books because, you know, my father was a independent pharmacist for 40 years, and I worked in his store, as did my 9 brothers and sisters. And we understand what the struggles are.
Robert Dagoni, you say so far your relationship with Amazon is very positive. They seem to be enthusiastic about your work. It looks like they're going to go to bat for the first book that you publish with them. Maria Semple's point is that she feels as though Amazon's continued success spells the end of the legacy publishers. So I said, what should I ask you as a Amazon author? And she said, well, ask Robert about this. She says, Amazon is treating you well right now, but in the future, will that relationship change as Amazon becomes more preeminent and there's not a legacy publisher out there? In other words, and Amazon has a history of this, will they change the working relationship with you once they've got you on their side?
Well, you know, time will tell. Let me answer it this way, two things. First of all, Amazon Publishing and Amazon the retailer are not the same thing. I deal with human beings at Amazon Publishing, and those human beings are every bit as wonderful, as kind, as humanitarian as any of the human beings that I have dealt with at both Simon & Schuster and at Warner Books. I'm not a doomsday guy. I'm not the guy sitting there saying, you know, Amazon's going to rule the world. I think there will always be a place for legacy publishers. I think there will always be a place for small press publishers because there are so many people out there that want to tell stories and their stories who are not published right now by legacy publishers, but their books are still getting out to the marketplace. And that is a place where Amazon, the retailer, really helps authors.
Seattle novelist Robert Dagoni. His next book will be published by Thomas & Mercer, which is part of Amazon Publishing. We also heard from writer Maria Semple. They spoke with Ross Reynolds.